sisters. At 4 o'clock in the gun.
This one will have to be changed, as you see, somehow. I don't know how at the end, but I'll read it the way it is now. It's called Filling Station. Oh, but it's dirty, this little filling station, oil-soaked, oil-permeated to a disturbing overall black translucency. Be careful with that match. Father wears a dirty, oil-soaked monkey suit that cuts him under the arms, and several quick and saucy and greasy sons assist him. It's a family filling station, all quite thoroughly dirty. Do they live in the station? It has a cement porch behind the pumps, and on it a set of crushed and grease-impregnated wickerwork. On the wicker sofa, a dirty dog, quite comfy. Some comic books provide the only note of color, of certain color. They lie upon a big, dim doily draping a tabouret, part of the set, beside a big hirsute begonia. Why the extraneous plant? Why the tabouret? Why, oh why, the doily? Embroidered in daisy stitch with marguerites, I think, and heavy with gray crochet. Somebody embroidered the doily. Somebody waters the plant, or oils it, maybe. Somebody arranges the rows of cans so that they softly say, S-O, so, so, so. To high-strung automobiles, somebody loves us all. I'm afraid that's wasted. No.